The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
When we read the Quran, let me share with you something, inshallah, would be useful. You can live with something new about the Prophet in these ayat. You see, there are some ayat of the Quran where we just read it and then we just go on. We don't reflect on them. Sometimes the problem is with the translation. The word you in English is used for singular as well as plural. In Arabic, you have singular, the pronouns, then dual, and then plural. And it's difficult to translate that literally when you do it in English. So for example, you see in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Qiyamah, Surah number 75, verse 17 and 18, he talks about the Quran. The ayat before it says, O Muhammad, don't hasten to repeat the words of the Quran when Jibreel brings it to you. Because Rasulullah had this sense of, you know, responsibility. I don't want to miss out any word. There is another ayat which is more interesting, and I'll leave the interpretation for the future, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Muhammad, don't go that fast. Sometimes you go even ahead of Jibreel. Jibreel is bringing the ayat of Quran, and Rasulullah is actually reciting sometimes even before, ahead of Jibreel. And so, here, to assure the Prophet of Islam, they don't worry about preserving the Quran. He says, "Inna alayna jam'uhu wa Qur'anu." Don't worry about the compilation of the Quran or recitation of the Quran. It's my responsibility. I'll take care of it. فَإِذَا قَرَعْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَهُ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when we recite that to you, when we recite the ayat of Quran to you, then you follow its recitation. What does it mean? According to this ayat of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qari of the Quran. Qara'nau, reading. The issue is about reading. Don't worry about the reading of the Quran. When we read the Quran to you, then you follow that, the process of reading. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself as the qari of the Quran. He says, when we have done the qara'at of the Quran, you also follow and do the same thing. So when we talk about the relationship of Quran to Allah and Rasul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing his Rasul very closer to himself in that relationship. I am the qari of Quran, and you are also the qari of Quran. Another statement, the tilawat. First was about qara'at, to read. Tilawat is recite, to recite it to people. We see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ نَتْلُوهَ عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ. These are the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We recite that to you on the basis of truth. But then in another ayat, he addresses the Prophet singularly. These are not plural pronouns. وَتْلُوا مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. You know, recite what is revealed to you from the book of your Lord. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the tali of the Quran. He's a reciter of the Quran, as well as Muhammad is the official reciter of the Quran. And then we'll look at the relationship. The third statement that I have here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Rahman, he says, Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran. The beneficent God is the one who taught the Quran to the people. So who is the mu'allim of Quran? Allama is the word. The teacher of the Quran is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the same Allah describes the role of the Prophet in Surah Jumu'ah and another Surah Ali Imran, Surah Baqarah, two, three places. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ The Prophet is the one who teaches the book and wisdom to the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mu'allim and teacher of the Quran, and Muhammad also is the mu'allim and teacher of the Quran. It is very rare that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this. He's putting himself and his Rasul very close when it comes to their relationship to the Quran. And finally, all the Muslims believe, and that is the truth, that Quran is kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not kalam of Muhammad. And that is very clearly understood. But I would like to share with you four ayat from Surah Al-Haqqa, Surah number 69, where he begins in one way and ends in another way, referring to the accusation of the mushrikeen of Mecca, whether the Quran is the production of Muhammad himself or truly the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then responds to their accusation where he comes to a point where he says, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ These ayat that Muhammad is reciting to you, these are the words of the noble messenger. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ These are not words of a poet. He is not a poet. He is not, you know, inventing these words himself. قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ Very few of you believe. وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ And these are not even words of a magician. These are the titles that mushrikeen had given to the Prophet. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ Very few among you, you know, remember or reflect these issues. Then, تَنْزِيلٌ مِنَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ This has been sent down from the Lord of the universe. Look at the beauty there. He begins by saying that these are the words of the noble messenger. And then ends by saying, تَنْزِيلٌ مِنَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Sent down from the Lord of the universe. This is the link of Rasulullah to the Qur'an. There was a fellow in America in the 80s who used to promote this idea that we are Ahlul Quran. And there have been people like that all the time, even during our era. Al-Quraniyun. We don't believe in anything but the Quran. They said, Muhammad, well, he was there, good. We salute him. He was a trustworthy messenger, delivered the parcel at your door, and that's it. He left. You know, Allah sent him that this is a parcel, not Federal Express, you know, Allah Express. He is the messenger, he'll bring it to your door and leave it there, and that's it. He has nothing to do with it. He doesn't even need to know what is inside it. And this fellow then used to say, oh, look at the Quran. It says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden the flesh of swine. It doesn't say the fat of swine. So gosht is haram, but the charbi is halal. Because when you remove the Prophet from the Quran, this is what you get. This is the problem. This is the end result of those who are saying we are Ahlul Quran. At the end, because he wanted to separate the Prophet from the Quran, he ended believing that the last two ayat of Surah Tawbah were actually not part of the Quran. Why? Because it praises our Prophet with the term Rahim. And he had difficulty in digesting this term. He thought this is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't call Muhammad to be Rahim. Well, look at all these ayat that I presented to you. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing the relationship of himself to the Quran and the relationship of Muhammad to the Quran. You cannot separate the Quran from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
رحيم كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.